Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to the Read Along Witchcraft Show. This is your host Anubis, and today we're going to talk about chapter 9 in the Encyclopedia of Scott Cottenhang, Wicca in the Kitchen. We're going to talk about cakes, sweetened bread, cookies and pies. So strap on, get some tea, get some coffee and get your candle, your incense burning. And let's go get started. So, we're going to talk today about birthday cakes from Scott's opinion. So, let's open the book. This is chapter 9, as I mentioned. Let's start. Let me just light a purple candle for enhancing psychic abilities. And let's get going. Okay, so he says, offering a special cake to a person enjoying a birthday is a custom of obscure origin, but almost certainly is meant to magically ensure that the recipient wouldn't suffer poverty or hunger during the coming year. Birthday cakes may also be related in some way to astrology, for the sun is obviously in the same position in the zodiac on the day of birth every year. So, as Scotty was saying, he was saying that offering a birthday cake usually means that you are wishing the person who is receiving the birthday cake, who's the birthday boy or the birthday girl, to not suffer from poverty or hunger during the coming year. And also, small candles might have originally have been placed upon the cake in the shape of the person's zodiac sign, created from sacred foods such as grain, butter, sugar, and eggs. These are the components of any recipe, guys, for basic a really simple basic cake. So, cakes are uniquely linked with the divine and are perfect gifts on a birthday. So, the thing here, as Scotty was saying, is that this is the birthday cakes are often used for a certain purpose. It's not just because the culture said so. Let me just put the incense here. I'm sorry. Okay, so why do we write on special occasions food such as birthday cakes? This involves the idea that the act of eating words, even those created out of icing, magically transfers the energies represented by those words to the eaters. Happy birthday and good luck, carefully written on cakes, were originally more than kind gestures. They were rituals of just these things. So, he says that when we write on a cake, this often means that we're wishing the person happy birthday or a good luck or a good year, and when we eat the words, we manifest the ideas of these words into our bodies. So, he also says that some scholars claim that our modern birthday cakes topped with candles are related to those once created for Artemis. The lit candles are reminders of the sacred fires of this goddess. Additionally, when a child wakes on its birthday, German peasants lit cake born candles. So, this paragraph is really mysterious and weird to us. So he says that some scholars say that the modern birthday cakes with candles is related to the goddess Artemis. And it's sacred for her. The fire is sacred for her. So, blowing out the candles and making a wish, quote unquote, that's something we usually do. And we don't know if this has origin or not. So, are obviously a reminder of a forgotten magical ritual. That's really important. Perhaps those performed to gain the favor of the goddess the next time you're presented with a candle-lit cake. Visualize your wish as you blow it. As we said before, Magic and Scott always talks a lot and insists on visualizing and visualization and seeing things and manifesting things in front of you. Let's continue. The color of the candle is important. Use white candles for protection and purification. Pink for spiritual love. Red for sexuality and sexual love. Blue for peace and healing and protection. Purple for healing and spirituality. Green for growth, abundance, money and luck. Yellow for clear thinking. And orange for energy. Okay, let's just finish the paragraph. Round cake represents spirituality, while square and rectangle cakes represent prosperity. If you make a cake for a friend's birthday, put much love and positive energy into it. Ice it with the proper symbols and words and visualize them as you go along. If you wish, place the cakes on the table, around the table, instead of on the table. All natural cakes, sweetened with honey, frosted with honey icing, containing whole grain, can be served to those who forgo conventional junk food, quote-unquote junk food, fresh, who don't like junk food. Fresh chopped fruits can also be added while keeping their magical energies in mind. See chapter 12. So, this paragraph is really important. We have now learned the origin of birthday cakes, the origin of quote-unquote blowing a candle and making a wish, and we also learned about the colors of the candles that we're going to use, and we also learned about the shape of the candles. Does that make a difference or not? So that was a quick read-along because I found this paragraph really interesting. If you loved this, please feel free to share it. Feel free to send me via Amino or via this application. Send me any requests for any books. I'm going to read them soon. I have a lot of books in hand. And I wish you a good, amazing, blessed day. Blessed be everybody. Anubis out.